Well, hello guys. Welcome back to Bird Hunter's Thoughts, Turn 'em Loose. And I've got some news on that that I'll get into a little later on. But first, I want to cover a couple of other things. And so be sure and patronize my sponsor, ESP America, Electronic Shooters Protection America, ESPAmerica.com for shooting protection and form-fit ear pieces that I use all the time, anytime I shoot. And they can be used around any loud noises, actually. But they're designed for shooters, and I keep them in all day when I'm hunting. And I have been known to go out to dinner and forget to take them out. They're that comfortable. So let's move on here. We've got some pretty good items on the agenda here. First of all, last year was a great year. Had some very, very good bird hunts. The dogs did well. I lost one of them. I lost my Ruby dog the day after Thanksgiving last year. She gave it 13 years of hard hunting, and I miss her a lot. You know, sometimes dogs are taken too quickly, and sometimes they go on time, and she went on time. She, right up until the last week, she was vibrant and actually hunted in Wyoming, Montana, and Wisconsin for me and did well in all those places as a 13-year-old. But in 1 week, her kidneys just gave out. And, you know, that's where you've got to keep an eye on your dog, and it was just patently obvious that's what it was. I took her down to the vet, and he said, you know, we can do x-rays and all that kind of stuff, but let me do a urine sample first. And we did that. In fact, I took the urine sample with me, thinking that might be the problem. I handed it to him. And I wasn't even to my house yet. And I turned around and go home. Well, he had it tested, but I wasn't even back to my house. And he called me and said, hey, her kidneys have totally shut down. So I went and grabbed my wife. And, you know, there's a way that I do that when I have a dog put to sleep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this, I used to do it like everybody else, take them into the vet and they take them in there. But I tell you what, I think that's not a good way, right? Because dogs don't like the vet, and they don't like the vet all the way up until the moment they pass. So I'm not going to take a dog into a place he doesn't want to be, and a cold, sterile table and people he doesn't know and loud noises. And then it's just, you know, maybe it's okay, but not for me. So there's both my wife and I have different ways of doing this. My wife calls the vet at his house and says, hey, Jimmy, you know, Yeller's got to be put to sleep, and it's time. Come on over at 7, bring a vet tech. And she hangs up the phone. So apparently that works for her because because the vet and a vet tech showed up, and right in our living room, Yeller needed to be put down, and he was. And so I think that was probably the least traumatic for him, for the dog. So I could probably get away with that, but what I do is I drive my truck over there, and my dogs have spent thousands and thousands of hours in my truck, and they know the smells and they know me. And I hold my puppy dog in my lap and right there in the back seat, and the vet goes ahead and does his thing. And I've had all my dogs just go to sleep right in my arms. And I just think that's the way to do it. I can't imagine a vet saying, I don't want to do that. If my vet did, I'd change vets. But, you know, it seems like a good compromise. I really don't like the idea of taking them into the vet, into the inside, you know. I don't know. I don't know if you agree with me or not on that, but I really like the idea of coming out to your house, but that's really pretty much an imposition on them, I think. But doing it, you know, in a place that they're comfortable, and there's no other place more comfortable than my truck for these dogs, believe me. So anyway, I got down that rabbit hole. But so Ruby passed away, and that left me with three broke dogs, Cap, who's 13, and just as healthy as can be, and Shaq, who's 10, and Blue, who's 6. And then I have a new puppy, and I talked about how I got her. Her name is JD, and her real name is Flyboys Brown Jade. But when I got her, my daughter, my stepdaughter said, Randy, that Jade, that's a stripper name. So I just went with it. I said, okay, I think I'm going to register as Flyboys JD Baby Stripper Fur Missile. AKC balked at that. But no, not really. But I do call her JD instead of Jade. And there is such a thing as a brown jade. Now, they're not all jade is green. So we name our girls after semi-precious stones, you know, ruby and pearl and things like that. So anyway, so JD is almost exactly a year. She was born at the end of May. So here we are on the 9th of May right now. And she is, well, she's already had one heat cycle, and she is, which was a pain, by the way. I got boy dogs here, none of them neutered. And they all just, she goes out and waggles that thing out in the barn. And, you know, next thing I know, I got dogs in a fight out there. But not really, but, you know, they're not far from it. So I basically separated them. And Cap, who's 13, living in the house because he's so old, he went back out to the barn too. So anyway, she stayed in the house until we got all that cleaned up, but cleared out or something, whatever. Anyway, so she had that done. And she is her running. She's in the videos from last year, Arizona, New Mexico videos. And, you know, she ran everything. She ran everything. Every trip I went on, she's in all of them, I think. But so she's starting her force fetch training, and we're on to that. She's just doing great. Just doing great. A friend of mine said you could spend money on training or you can spend money on genetics. And my bet is on genetics every time. So we did. She's loaded down, and as are my other dogs. But the genetics are coming through with this force fetch training. She's smart. You know, I've got a theory that there's such a thing as too smart of a bird dog. I don't know what you guys think, but I like smart dogs. I mean, I like dogs that look up and say, "Huh." I think I could. I should be hunting over there. Those objectives over there, as well, instead of just running around in a square path, square search pattern, hoping they'll run into something. I want a dog thinking, but she does that, and she's a very smart dog. Makes her easy to train, and she's very receptive to the training. So we're about. She's actually retrieving freshly killed birds for me now. Not shot birds, but I'm still throwing birds for her, and she's off the lead and. She's doing a really good job at it. The next thing is to go ahead and kill a bird for her. So she's going to be ready for that very shortly. But we're in the midst of a long, hot summer. I just wanted to get back with you and tell you that I'm going to start back podcasting again. I had a friend tell me, he said, you know, Randy, he said, I think you got the name of your podcast wrong. I said, really? And he said, yep, I think you do. I think he said, when I listen to your podcast, I think of two guys sitting on a tailgate after a hunt, just talking about stuff. And he actually had heard me on another podcast in the interview. The host was just amazingly professional, you know, and asking the right questions and so on. And I think we went for like, he said, well, we'll go for like, you know, 30 minutes or so. We went for an hour and 45 minutes, I think, or maybe an hour and a half. It was just, you know, it was two guys talking to each other and we just had a blast. So he said, I think, you know, you come across as just a guy sitting on a tailgate talking. And you know, I said, well, we do that a lot. And usually after the hunt, you know, we'll have a little adult beverage in our hand. And, you know, and usually it's poured off in a old McDonald's cup or a coffee cup or cut off plastic water bottle. I've done that many times. What do you mean you didn't bring anything to drink out of it? I said, wait a minute, here's a plastic water bottle. We'll cut it in half and use the bottom half as a fancy bourbon glass. But we'll sit there and have a little adult beverage, and we'll talk about the day and talk about dogs and just generally anything except politics. We don't talk about politics. And so take it from there. And you meet some great people. Great people. I on my. You meet some good people sitting on the tailgate after a hunt, and I wrote about it in a story on my blog and also in my book about it's called Whiskey, and about sitting on the tailgate in the Wisconsin grouse woods, and my friend Josh and I, and talking about the day, and before you know it, we had six or seven people there that just happened to wander by, and it was the strangest thing. So anyway, I think based on what this guy was telling me and his preferences, I think I'm really gonna change my podcast name to Whiskey on the Tailgate. And I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. You can actually click the link on my blog at birdhuntersthoughts.com, and on the right hand side there's a link you can click to come to the page. If you want to help support the podcast, you can. There's a link on there to support, and also there's a link on there to contact me and go let me know what you think. I'd be interested to see. But I think I'm going to be it's going to be a long name initially, but I'm going to kind of change brands here, which is could go either way, but it's going to be a Bird Hunter Thoughts Turn 'Em Loose Whiskey on the Tailgate. And then eventually I'm going to change it over. I'm going to change the picture as well. I've got a real good name for an idea for a picture of the Whiskey on the Tailgate discussions about bird hunting and so on. And it's basically just two guys talking. And I think we're going to go with that. I hope it works. We'll see. I sure would like your input if I can get it. And I think I'm going to appreciate it when I do. So go ahead and contact me at, you can go to birdhuntersthoughts.com and click on the link on the right-hand side to support, and you're going to be, there's going to be a contact link there. And you can leave me messages. You can leave me actually voice messages that I could actually play on the podcast if it works out that way, but by clicking on the contact podcast link on the right-hand side, about halfway down on my blog, birdhuntersthoughts.com. So I anticipate listening to you and interacting with you, and go ahead and leave me a message, and I may end up playing it on the air. You never know. But anyway, God bless you guys, and we'll work through the summer here together, through the heat and humidity. And you can help me force fetch train my dogs and my little pup Jade anyway. And I'm excited about that. So anyway, be sure to try to be the man your dog thinks you are.